Good morning, baby. How did you sleep? That's good. I'm glad. Hey, do you remember what day it is? Of course you do. Can you believe it's been 10 years? We were such dumb kids back then. Still, it feels just like yesterday we went on that first date. Hey, you're Billy's friend, right? It's me, Gothics. I think we've actually met before at one of his dinner parties. I think it was the holiday party, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, that was the one. I never forget a face. You were the one who brought that really great beer last time, right? The one with the elephant on it? Yes, it was so delicious. Beer is often hit or miss with me, but I really loved that one. Really great pick. It was super easy to find, too. So, how's your day going so far? Oh, that's great to hear. Did you already order? I definitely need some caffeine to wake me up. What can I get you? Ooh, that's a good choice. Great. I'll be right back. Two drinks coming right up. Here you go. Two of the very same thing. I also really love this drink. No, I promise. I do actually like this drink too. I'm not some kind of weird stalker or crazy girl. I know Billy has a type, but I can assure you I do not fit that criteria. I just also really like that drink. It's seasonal, and I always like to get it when it's still in stock. Honest. What's wrong? Does something taste funny in your drink? I can go ask them to make it again. It's no worries at all. No, I promise it's really okay. I honestly don't mind. I actually was a barista back in college. As long as you ask them nicely, most people really don't care. You'd be surprised. Besides, it's not too busy at the counter right now, so I'm pretty sure they'll be happy to fix it. Be right back. Okay, there you go. That should be much better, they promised. I think they ran out of one of the ingredients when they got to yours. How is it now? Perfect. I'm so glad. Mine is great. I do love me a nice hot drink on a chilly day. Although sometimes I like to get wild and order a frozen drink on a cold day. You could say I like to live life on the edge. Ah, I see you too like to live life dangerously. So, what are some things that you like to do? I really don't care about what you do for work. I want to hear about some things you do that you love and that you're passionate about. Ah. Okay. So, you're just like me, put together and cute exterior with a big nerdy inner core. Okay. So, since you're also a big nerd like me, I have a question for you. Console or PC? Okay, Okay, that's fair. I respect that. Personally, I'm more of a PC, PS5, Switch, Holy Trinity type. My rig is really nice, yeah. But to be fully transparent though, I mostly use my PC to play The Sims and Stardew Valley. I sometimes spend more time modding my games than actually playing them. I do play a little bit of everything, but those are sort of my comfort food. I just always keep coming back to them. I mean, there's this amazing mod for Stardew Valley that adds new NPCs and new map areas. It's so good. Otherwise, I do prefer to sit back on the couch with a controller most days. Nothing beats that, I swear. Especially if you have someone next to you playing with you. So, what about food? Are you a picky eater like me? Or do you just eat anything on a plate? Huh. I never thought of that. Okay, well, then I guess I'm not picky. But I am particular, then. That is a nicer way of saying that. You're right. I am willing to try just about anything once. I'm kind of the same with most things. It's fun to try things, even if I don't end up loving it. At least I know forever that I gave it a chance, right? Yeah, I would say that's accurate. I am pretty introverted. I enjoy going out, though, sometimes. Usually when I socialize too much, though, I end up having to become a cave woman or a hobbit for a few days to recover. I can get a bit overstimulated, but I really do like people. They just kind of tire me out. Do you know what I mean? Oh, that's good to hear. It's nice to meet someone with the same vibe as me, especially one that's also quite handsome, if I'm not being too forward. Just the right amount? Okay, good. You're really sweet to say that. I did get a little dolled up for you, I won't lie. Wow. I've never had a man compliment my nails like that. You really appreciate a woman, don't you? That definitely earned you some brownie points. Do you want to get a closer look at them? Here. Wow. I love your hands. They're really nice. But yeah, I'm glad you like my nails. My friend does them professionally, and she owed me a favor. She's actually working over at this salon, like a couple blocks away. And after that, time just flew by. I remember the barista had to ask us to leave because they needed to close. Even though it was against my better judgment, I let you give me a ride home. It was risky, but I don't know. I just felt so safe with you so quickly. There was just something about you, still is. That's how you ended up getting a little tongue on the first date. Welp, this is my place. Oh, don't worry. My roommate is a night owl. I won't wake her. So this was a really amazing date. I really enjoyed myself. You were so easy to talk to and attentive. And it was a real breath of fresh air compared to some of the dates I've been on lately. So I think a really good first date needs to end on an even better note. What do you think? I'm glad you agree, so could I kiss you? Wow. I'm sorry about that. I got a little carried away there, but that was wonderful. Thank you. I can't wait to do this again. And hey, please don't do that lame thing where you wait to text or call me after a week. I want you to just be real, okay? No games, just honesty. Promise? Okay then. Sorry, I just needed one for the road. Good night. Oh my god. Ooh. I remember you texted me as soon as you got home. I loved that. It only really worked because we had such great chemistry, I think. I just couldn't get enough of you. I still can't. That's why it was only a week before we had our second date. Do you remember that one, honey? Well, look at you, Mr. Romantic. You prepared such a feast for us. Charcuterie galore. You really went overboard with so many different options. But I can't wait to try them all. You remembered that I was particular. Well, I appreciate you for giving me so many options. I'm sure I'll like at least one thing here. You're so goddamn sweet. I know. I only ended up liking, like, two things you brought. But hey, I did try them all. That's gotta count for something, okay? Oh, I am so full. I don't think I could eat another bite. Okay, I am lying. I'm sorry. I only liked these two things, and I don't want to just eat those so you don't have any. Really, it's fine. I promise. No, I couldn't possibly finish them. You're sure? You promise? Okay, fine. You convinced me, you stupid sweet jerk, you. I do think I deserve a kiss, at least, for being so brave and trying so many things, don't you think? We both taste like garlic and cheese, don't we? Very sexy, huh? That was such a nice date. I really appreciate just how much you planned and made me feel okay to just be honest with you. I didn't have to pretend with you. You just accepted me. That's why I ended up back at your place. Even though it didn't end up quite as planned, I still loved it. Mm. love the way your tongue feels on mine. Your kisses are just too good. I'm really enjoying this, but I'm not sure if I'm ready for more yet. I want to, definitely soon, but I'd like a few more dates before we have full-on sex. Is that okay? You just want to go down on me? Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready to go down on you. Would that be okay? I don't want it to feel unfair. You're fine doing anything I'm comfortable doing, even if it's just you going down on me? Really? Are you sure? Okay, I'm so down with that. You can go down on me. Wow, that feels so fucking good. Holy fuck. Shit. Fuck. You really enjoy doing that? Don't you? Hey, I'm sorry to stop you and ruin this, but I don't think I'm actually ready. Could we really stop? Is that okay? God, you're so sweet. Thank you. I thought I was ready, and that felt so good. But I think I need a little more time. We promised we'd be honest with each other, so I want to keep being honest. Come here. Could we just cuddle a bit? Thank you. You're so comfy. I could just fall asleep, and you smell amazing. And you're so warm, and this is so nice. I will really never forget that. That's when I knew I was in real trouble. I didn't have any choice but to start falling hopelessly in love with you, which is what led to date 3. Which did come a few weeks later, but I had to visit my family for a bit, so we had to be patient. I just met you only a few weeks prior, and yet I already missed you every day. I still have some of those old text conversations saved to my computer while we were apart. We texted and called as much as we could up until we were together again. Thank you so much for dinner. It was perfect. I'm totally getting next time, though. I will fight you if you say otherwise. Oh, and thank you for picking something you knew I'd love to. Especially considering the picnic incident. So, did you want to come inside? Yes, I'm sure. I'd really like you to come inside. Like, really, really want you to. Good answer. follow me, my bedroom is just this way, and my roommate is not here tonight. So, do you think we could possibly pick up where we left off last time? Hell yeah. I bought something for tonight. Can I show you? I bought it just for you, actually. I hope you like it. I like the way the color contrasts my skin, and I just wanted to look really sexy for you. Okay. I think that answers how much you like it. No. You are not going down on me yet. I want to spoil you a little first. Wow, you are unreal. It's perfect. Like, wow, this is exactly the kind of cock I love. No, I'm dead serious. Literally, look. You're literally the same size as this dildo I use on myself. I have it on my nightstand because my roommate is out of town. I don't just leave it there. And you know how I am particular, but I definitely know what I like, and it's this cock. Damn. I don't think I'm gonna be using my toy as much anymore. Now that I have you, now let me take care of you. Oh, fuck. The tip of your dick is just so soft. I just want to paint my lips with it. Can you look into my eyes? Fuck. Can you hold my hair a little bit? Oh my god. Oh, wow. You taste so good. Oh my god. Fuck. Sorry. I can't help but drool all over you. No, I don't want to stop yet. That's not fair. But I guess if you're offering to eat me out again, I suppose I can allow it. You're just gonna push me back on the bed, are you? Oh, wow. You are strong. Oh, fuck. You are hungry, huh? That feels so fucking good. Oh, my God. Is it okay if I press my thighs against your face. Oh, you're gonna push them there yourself, are you? Please tell me if you need air. Oh my god, I don't think I've ever felt this good before. Oh my god. What's that? You want me to keep my eyes on you? I don't know if I can. Oh, you're pinching my nipple too? Oh my god. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. Oh my god. Oh, wow. You must be really good at holding your breath, because my thighs are squeezing so hard. Please don't stop. Don't stop. I'm so close. Don't stop. I need it. I need you. Please. Yes. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Fuck. That felt so good. Mirror, I need you to kiss me right now. Okay, I think, no, I know I'm ready. I want you inside me. I need it so fucking badly. Please. Yes, I am so fucking sure. Oh, I'm on the pill, and I was last tested 3 months ago. I haven't been with anyone in 6 months, so if you feel comfortable, then I feel comfortable. Then it sounds like we're all safe then. Now that we're done being responsible, how about we do something a little more fun? Come here. Please fuck me. I need you. Fuck. I'm still so wet from you eating me out. I haven't been this wet in so long. You feel so much better than my dildo. I love the way you're stretching out my pussy walls a bit. My fucking tight pussy just gripped around your perfect dick. Oh, you're just hitting all the right spots. I'm just gonna wrap my legs around your back and pull you in even fucking deeper. Oh my god, you feel so good. What's that? You feel like you want to come already? Do I mind? Why would I mind, baby? I'm getting to have sex with you, and it just feels so good. Don't hold back. Remember, I want you. I want all of you. Please, come in me. Please. Yes. Fuck. I can feel it. Oh my god, your dick is spasming as you're coming. Fuck yes. Oh, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Finish coming in me. Get every fucking drop. Oh my God. So fucking hot. That was amazing. I loved This was the best fucking date ever. I am never letting you go. We said full honesty, right? Okay, well then, I love you. I know it's only been 3 dates and a lot of conversations, but this all just feels so right. Well, nothing is perfect, but you just feel perfect for me, and I can't contain this feeling. I don't want to contain this feeling. I needed you to know, and it's totally okay if you love me too. I really started to panic there, didn't I? Every part of my anxious brain is screaming at me that I'm moving too fast, that this is too good to be true, or you're secretly some kind of crazy axe murderer, but everything else is telling me that I should just enjoy this. So I'm gonna listen to those parts of me and ignore the anxious part telling me to run. I love you. I really do. And I know it's a new love. There's gonna be parts of you I learn about that I haven't gotten a chance to love yet, but I'm so excited to see where those parts take us. That really was the best date ever. Well, up until that point, at least. We've had many, many, many more dates that topped that for sure. I love you so much, baby. I can't believe I've gotten to spend the last decade together with you. You constantly tell me how lucky you feel, but I know that we're both lucky. I'm lucky I found such a sweet, caring, thoughtful, and patient man like you. You're everything I want and everything I ever knew I needed. You're part of what makes my life complete. It'd be disingenuous to say you're my everything, but you make everything worth it. I can't wait to see where the next decade takes us. I never realized this before, but reminiscing just now, I realized that we said we loved each other, but we never actually formally asked each other out. We just kept spending as much time together as we could until we finally moved in together. Sure, we've been calling each other partners forever, but now we never really did ask officially, did we? So, what do you think? Can I be your girlfriend? You're right. Wife is a lot better. Happy anniversary, baby. Hey, do you remember the song we played for our first dance at our wedding? Rhetorical question. Of course you do. Let's just lay here and listen to it together, just like our wedding night. I love you so much. I really can't wait to see where the next 10 years takes us.